us. Welcome back, traveler. As we embark on yet another journey to the Tavern Post Inn, it's a cold night. The brisk wind that has dropped in from the mountaintops. And you know what? There's a different backdrop today. There's the Superstition Mountains, I think they call them, in the backdrop. And the pine trees that you see up in the Tonto National Forest just bearing down on you. And there's a bit of a moisture in the air too. The circling of the wind patterns has brought in some darker clouds, but not quite enough to precipitate. Maybe next time. And on this journey, you pull up and you walk right in to the Tavern Post Inn, and you see a fresh, piping hot bowl of ogre stew sitting at the bar. And it looks like they're ready to make you a drink to pair with that. So, you know, whatever it may be, an iced tea, a hot tea, a lemonade, an Arnold Palmer, you never know. It could have just been a tough round of golf that you had on the back nine. Maybe the first nine was good, but the back nine was a little rough. And now you're just looking to go on an expedition. And what a better place to begin a journey into the unknown, into the wild, into nature, than to stop in at the old reliable Tavern Post Inn. And as soon as you make a left turn through those doors, you're greeted by the one, the only, Tall the Journey.
Wow, Jared, it was an absolute pleasure to hear that narrative. That was good. I liked that. That wasn't bad. That was good. You did too good. But more importantly, I think you're joined by someone today. I think you weren't the only one that made that journey in.
Yeah, I'm joined with my lovely, beautiful wife, Antasia, by my side.
Hello.
How are you both doing today?
Great.
Yeah, we're good.
A little tired, but I'm good.
Kids got to bed.
Kids get into bed. I did want to take a moment to say, once again, thank you. I know that for those back home right now, you don't realize that we just did another recording where I did both profusely thank you both, so I won't go too far into it. But I will say thank you once again for welcoming me into your house. I am down in the ancestral homeland, in the desert I once came from, so I am back here, and excited to get a tooth, ideally. Take the next steps, right? And ready to really enjoying just taking that, like you said, enjoying taking a step off the back nine and taking a step back just to enjoy a nice bowl of ogre chili.
That's right. Are you gonna get a copper tooth, by the way?
Oh, if I can get state. No, God, no. I do not honor my lady. It's like that. The state has not paid me enough money for that. They've taken too much from me.
There's
income tax here, so.
That's very true.
Yeah, I can't afford it here, is the real truth.
We won't talk about the income tax.
I thought we were business friendly.
Yeah, we are.
Interesting. But we'll keep it nice and simple. We'll keep it straightforward. I have a question for you both today. I have something to pose to you here at the Tavern Post Inn, which is not your house.
Let's do it.
It's definitely not your space.
We're definitely somewhere else right now, entirely.
So Antasia, Jared, and eventually Tal, myself, if you could have any human in the entire history of humans, it does have to be a real person, as a dinner guest, who would it be?
Start with you.
Human in the history of humans.
Anyone is a nice little dinner guest.
As a dinner guest.
You're not cooking though. Or if you want to, you can cook. You could be taken into a meal. It could be whatever, thing like that. It doesn't have to be you necessarily doing it if it takes off the stress or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Could be taken into the Tavern Post Inn for a bowl of, you know, ogre chili and some peel back onion layers. Mm-hmm. But, you know, who would you want that opportunity? You know, it's kind of that, you know, who do you want to have that conversation with, right? Who would you want to have that meal with?
Do you need a minute to think about it?
I need a slight minute.
Okay.
Don't mind. Unless you Jared, you're gonna come.
You think you got something?
I do.
Okay.
Name popped in my head right away. Carl Sagan.
Carl Sagan. So you would want to talk to one of the ultimate science communicators of all time.
Yes.
Now, absolutely. Would you want to try to communicate science to them? Would you want to be like, hey, Carl, I know you've been dead for a few years now. Let me catch you up to date on some of this gravitational wave stuff.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I think I would just love to pick his brain. You know, I almost said Albert Einstein, but I feel like probably a little bit above my pay grade, honestly. Like, at least Carl can speak my language, right? And speak the language of the stars and the universe. And he is a pioneer that I have the deepest respect for, and somebody that it just would be really cool to talk to him, you know, just to get to have that moment of one of the greatest scientific communicators of our time.
What would you want to talk to them about first?
It's hard to say. I mean, I'd probably just, again, the recent advances in science and physics and just about our place in the universe and all that. It's just, there's so many topics to unpack. I mean, there's obviously alien intelligence, the prospect of it, new exoplanets. I think actually I'd start with exoplanets.
Exoplanets.
That has been a recent development. Then maybe nuclear breakthroughs, and then probably gravitational waves, of course, would have to bring that up.
What do you think they would be most disappointed by our world by?
Probably the spread of misinformation, I would say, with social media and the internet. Just people will become more educated than ever before because of the resources at our fingertips with the internet, like literally encyclopedias right at your fingertips. But the problem is that there's also a lot of misinformation. It's a lot easier to have confirmation bias, groupthink, and just, I think he'd be really disappointed by the devolving we've seen with groups of people, like specifically flat earthers, people that have literally taken 1,000 steps backwards because we're in that position. But yeah, that's what I would have to say.
No, I think that's a good answer. I think that especially for the misinformation part, I think as a science communicator, right, I think that'd be almost like a personal affront almost to it.
I think if he was brought back to life for that moment, he'd probably die again.
Where would you take him to eat?
Where would I take him to eat?
Yeah.
Probably have to be somewhere nice with, definitely have to have a good view of the stars too.
Where do you have in mind?
So maybe top of the rock.
Top of the rock?
Yeah.
What would you have for dinner? What would you eat with him?
Steak.
You'd have a steak dinner with Carl Sagan?
Yes, I would.
Okay, good to know.
I would. Absolutely.
A nice little steak dinner on top of the rock with Carl Sagan talking about exoplanets.
Yep, talking about exoplanets.
That sounds like a fantastic evening, man. I know that's literally impossible for multiple reasons, but that sounds like a wonderful time.
Thank you.
No worries. And Deja, you had a moment to think there. Who would be your person?
Who would be my person? Probably, I don't think I have a name for this person, as I don't know their name, but I would probably want to, as weird as this probably would be, but sit down and probably talk to probably one of the founders or the founding groups of the KKK, shockingly.
Wow, that took a huge twist.
Seriously.
Because I just would want to know, what's the issue? Like, and I just would have just kind of, some, obviously safety's in place, you know, for my own well-being. But I just would be curious. I'm like, why?
So it instantly goes to I've read the stories about certain individuals, men who have gone and friended former Klansmen and de-radicalized individuals. So I understand the place for this. Actually makes a lot of sense in my head why you would go for that, you know. I have to ask a really dumb question first, though. Are you taking them to a nice meal? You're taking them, literally a founder of the Klan. Are you, you're out to eat here? Is it going to be a steakhouse with Carl Sagan, or are you taking them to the chop shop next door?
No, it's not going to be a steakhouse, but I probably could take them
An IHOP.
No, maybe a Waffle House.
Waffle House.
Waffle House.
That's safe ground for you then. Yeah,
exactly. That's safe. Even maybe a Lolo's.
Because it doesn't matter who's behind that counter; they got your back.
Exactly. Yeah. So
here's our food, right?
So it's you like that fried chicken? Well, let me tell you. So
here, take another sip of your Kool-Aid while you're
literally. Out. So that'd probably be something like that. Yeah.
Now, obviously, you talked about wanting to know the why, right? Mm-hmm. So and obviously my head goes to it's out of the Civil War, Reconstruction, right? It's out of the fall of legalized slavery, mm-hmm. right? And entering into prison slavery and so the different forms of slavery that we have now today that come out of Reconstruction, right, and everything like that. I don't think you're under the illusion that you could change the founder's mm-hmm. opinion or anything like that, but what's the message you would really want them to have from you in that moment?
It would probably be more or less along the lines of it's just unwarranted and displaced because it's like we didn't ask to be here. So the whole ideology of forcing us here to do all the things that had happened, all the transgression that took place, have to literally beg and fight and die for our freedom just to in turn be hated. It's just like, what's that? Like, what is the thought behind that? And it's just to see how far we've come as a people. And it's like, we're really not the issue here. And so for me, it'd just be like, again, that's just real misplaced hatred. And I can't grasp the fact of, like, if I force a bunch of people to come do something for me and do these things and then hate them when they didn't ask to be here. So I can't grasp that. So I would just love to know from the horse's mouth, you know, like, tell it to me.
How mad do you think you would be to hear those answers? Because let's assume this is an honest conversation. Mm-hmm. They do give you the truth mm-hmm. of, like, because, you know, I don't look at you as a human, mm-hmm. you know, and like, or all those things. Do you think that would give you a sense of levity, honestly, you know, potentially being like, wow, thanks for that. Like, oh, thank you for at least the honesty of like dehumanizing. Or do you think it would just make you more mad?
Probably mad initially, obviously, just yeah. being told to your face that someone just doesn't value you as a human just based off what you look like. But then probably a sense of, okay. But then it would also follow up with, is that all you have? Is that your answer? Because that's really not good enough for me.
Like, I'm sitting here in front of you. I'm a person, literally.
Like, I'm a person, yeah. Thoughts, feelings, intelligence. That's not good enough at all. So.
Especially since they're just a reaction to a system, too. Mm-hmm. They weren't even, like, the system itself, mm-hmm. right, too, which is even almost more of a disgusting layer of a reaction, right? If that's the reaction, because it's the disengaging with the human system, right? Do you think that ultimately from that conversation, you would leave feeling better for having that conversation?
Probably not better, because that ideology still exists now, mm-hmm. so it would make me feel better in a sense. But more just like, okay, I got an answer to my question.
Yeah. I think it's also interesting, too, because, you know, the ideology of the clans, while still in hate now, too, you know, it's morphed, too. It's changed with the times, too. Mm-hmm. So I wonder how even it would be interesting to understand the racism of their version of it versus, you know, how we understand it nowadays, mm-hmm. too. It's just an interesting perspective, different, because it's a different form of racism.
It is. You know? It's theirs just in different forms now.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's what an interesting guest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Waffle House is the right choice. I think definitely the right choice in that moment. You know, I think I would ask them why they fucking chose Dragon and Wizard, because then, like, you know, like, that's just such silly names, you know, such silly, you know.
Why the hoods?
Why the
hoods?
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Like, it's embarrassing.
Just be out with it. Like,
yeah.
And they still hide now, so.
Which is why I wondered in that moment why I think it would ultimately be better if they were just honest with you.
That's
in
what
that
I'm
moment,
saying.
Right?
For instead me, of just, it's just give yeah. me the honesty. Just say, if you have all of that, if you have the balls to carry those plans out and say the things that you say and blah, 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 then just be honest about it. Just tell me straight up to my face what it is.
I'd still like to punch David Duke in the dick. You know, if I'm being honest.
Oh, right? I have to be held back a lot. Yeah, I have to be like, sitting on my hands. Know. But, yeah. No, I just would like to
What a know. Great guess. What an interesting, 100% great, great answer. Really good answer. Wow. Both of
I
you.
I agree.
Both of you from one of the best communicators of all time to sadly, one of the most influential potential people of all mm-hmm. time, right? You know, what that organization has done on American politics is forever entrenched in the nation's history, right? Oh, yep. Wow. I think that, you know, I want to say that thank you both for being honest in your answers first and foremost before I give my little cop-out answer, because it was a cop-out answer. But I think the person that I would like to have Darren with first and foremost with is whatever that first biological homo sapien is, you know, and like just blow their mind by taking them to like a food court. you know, and just be like, you won't believe what, in 10,000 years, we got pizza, we got bologna, we got, you know, all this whatever, right, you know?
Is this barring that they can communicate with you?
Ideally, or right, yeah. I'm assuming they're fully homo sapien, right? So fully human, mm-hmm. you know, right? And ideally could it communicate, right? I'm hoping in that moment, right? No, but the honest answer is just to really, like, because, like, we are, in theory, this species that comes from this lineage, right? And, like, you know, I understand that evolution isn't just, like, this rapid thing and we're just suddenly here. But, like, so I'm not sure whenever that moment when there's, like, oh, all of a sudden we're kind of humans now, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, it'd be so interesting just to be, like, I wanted to see how similar we are. Mm-hmm. Because the more I learn about history, the more I'm like, holy fuck, people were just people.
Yeah.
Culturally, things are wild all over the place. Mm-hmm. People do culturally things that are weird and crazy, and like what people believe in is insane because of like literally the understanding of the world. So people, but like when you get down to the behaviors, motivations, and those kind of things, I'm like, wow, people are really just kind of trying to survive and kind of hang out and take care of their people, right? Mm-hmm. It's really not. There's some simpler kind of notion. You know, humans aren't simple by any means, but it's like. It's pretty simple to understand. Well, people are just kind of people, and we're going to do whatever that human thing is. We're going to do it really well. We're going to do it in the most dumb human way possible.
What do you think would be something that would probably be the most shocking thing?
Air conditioning.
Okay.
Like the ability for us to create the ideal environment. Like that's someone who would have had no exposure to any kind of artificial biome or human constructed biome outside of literally like closing their like hiding themselves in a cave, mm-hmm. right? Or building a nest in a tree, right? Very limited structure. Where I'm talking about, I'm in the middle of Phoenix, Arizona, and it's 120 degrees out in the summer, and I'm at 60 degrees.
Yeah.
You know, I want them to be able to like, look at what we did. We made this, you know.
Human ingenuity.
This is what eventually you become. You become this, you know? Yeah. Honestly, not to be crass, but internet porn, I think, would blow their mind. I think the internet in general would be, like, magic kind of, like, one of those things, right? But, like, it's also one of those base human things where I'll be like, yeah, the internet, you could, like, all at the same time, I can get any food I want delivered to my, I can get anything. I don't have to hunt for anything. I don't have to gather for anything. Mm-hmm. I can find literally all the, quote-unquote, mate or reproduction, right, online. Yeah. I mean, both of us. You met guys on OkCupid. I met Danny on OkCupid, mm-hmm. right? We literally met our mates online, right?
Yeah.
It's one of those things, right? Where I'm just like, you know, and just to be like, I think that's why I would want to take them to like, honestly, like, just, I don't know, like my understanding, Arizona, I think the restaurant I would take them to would be Cafe Monarch, which is, you know, like the fanciest restaurant I can think of in Arizona that I like. Mm-hmm. And it would be like, literally like, cause I want them to see their reaction to like this chef that's taken like the height of culinary like creation, right? And given like a 5-course meal. Of just like here's like delicious like tomato foam, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like where they've like couldn't like make like yeah. made it into a new like thing just to be able to be like, I know you like literally spend your entire life essentially eating roots, tubers, fruits, and then occasionally some meat and stuff like that. Here's what that we will conquer the world so much that we have made cheese into foam or like, you know, like
this is what you get.
Yeah, and like it's a little tiny bite, but it has like 20 different flavors going on, you know. And like, because literally, it's no joke. Like, a Dorito has more flavor than most people had in for almost all of human history in it. Yeah. Right? That's not a joke, right?
That's so true.
So I would want to just be like insanely like enjoying that, like just like kind of that moment of just like seeing how similar we are, and just, you know, if they had a full human experience, just truly ask them like, what is their perspective on like the animals, like the world around them? What is that relationship to them? Because they are a part of the natural world for all intents and purposes at that point, like in a way that we don't consider ourselves anymore.
Even like a domesticated dog would shock the hell out of
us. And especially someone who's animistic, right? Mm-hmm. You know, who believes in, you know, these different agencies and things like that, right? I'd really want to be like, what's it like to actually not be divorced from Eden, you know, and actually just be those people walking still in the world as a part of the world. Right, not as this human construct of the world, but we still think the same, right? So I want to, I don't know,
that's a good one,
yeah.
So that's
never thought that.
That would be my cop out answer. If I had to pick a tangible person, it'd be someone like Satchel Paige or Anthony Bourdain, Satchel Paige, you know, my favorite baseball player of all time, right? I think he was number one, you know, quite literally best in baseball. I think he just pitching, you know, doing all the barnstorming and the Negro Leagues and some of the stories that he has, and just pitched until he was like 50 and just amazing.
He was still incredible.
Correct. And then Anthony Bourdain or like Steve Irwin, like my heroes, right? You know, the men who I coming off the Toxic Masculinity episode we just recorded, the men I look up to, right? Josh Clark, a podcaster that I really am a big fan of, right, and stuff like that. But I think that my number one answer would just be like, who are you? Who are human? Mm-hmm. Who is human? Who is this human? Literally. Yeah. What is this human? You know? So I think that'd be really cool, but
really good points.
No, again, I want to say thank you for all joining me today at the Tavern Post Inn. I think, you know, I was not expecting to invite the clans in today. Carl Sagan was within the radar. Was not expecting the clan to make an appearance, but what a great answer. What, both of you, what great answers. And thank you again for welcoming me into your space as I welcome you into my space.
Not the website, though.
Nah. I would be Tom's friend, though. He seems like a nice guy. He did it right. He got rich and just never was in the public eye again. Right. That's the way to do it.
That's a smart man.
He just disappeared.
Yeah, he just fucked off with his money.
The dude dipped.
But any, you know, I want to give any opportunity for Antasius or anything you'd like to end the night with. Any affirmations that you'd like to wish to the traveler, maybe?
Just safe travels, happy travels. Be confident in any decisions that you make. Just love one another.
Beautiful. Jared?
Keep looking up.
Keep looking up. That's right in character with your dinner guest. Well, traveler and the steeple that might be stopping by, I want to once again thank these two wonderful people for welcoming me into their space. Thank you guys for stopping by another episode of The Descent into Illumination. Wherever you're at in your journey, I want to make sure you know that you are loved and you are enough. Thank you for stopping by.